At Armstrong, your connectivity is backed by local technicians, our 24-7 network operations team, and our 24-7 customer service center. Armstrong, unmatched employees, unmatched customer care, unmatched fiber network.
That I'm going to look to be gone for about 30 or 35 days, and I'm going to head to the West Coast.
Yep.
I'm going to, before it gets too old and can't hold up the bike and skills start to deteriorate, I'm going to get out and get going. And,
that's coming, you know that, isn't it? That's,
yeah. One of the things I can tell you is a lot of my friends have gone to trikes or, you know, Can-Ams or Tri-Glides, which is the Harley-Davidson three-wheeler. And although I think that's cool and I'm glad that, I think before that happens, I'll probably sell the bikes and I'll ride my Corvette, which belonged to Mahoning Valley Corvette Club and a good club, so I think that's what I'll end up. But I don't envision that for a couple more years. I mean, I'm not
falling off the thing yet.
No, I'm still, skill level's pretty good still.
Good.
So.
And you just got your Corvette painted, so it's time to run that around a little bit.
Yeah, Scott John, Salem, Ohio. If you're looking for paint work in that, look him up, Scott John Auto Body. I mean, just fantastic. It just painted one of my friends who's very particular about his BMW motorcycle took his saddlebag. One of the saddlebags fell off. And if you know anything about a BMW, they're painted with a paint called Glacerite. And it's a real quality paint. And it's hard to match, and he went and bought it, and that guy sprayed it, and my buddy was so thrilled, he gave him some extra money. He goes, man, that... So,
extra
Scott
money,
John...
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'll paint it with a brush for you.
Yeah. Scott John, he's awesome, you know. And I think that there's going to be a lot of good events. I've already signed up to go to Virginia in June for the big BMW MOA rally, which is here. And hang out down there. And I think I'll probably go to the BMW RA rally. And then I've got Royal Enfield and an older 1993 Sportster 1200 that I kind of ride around. And, you know, it's old, but it's dependable. So I think I'll probably put some camping gear on that thing and head out. I'd like to get up to Put-in Bay and a couple of those areas up there, park the bike, throw the tent up, and then head down to the world's longest bar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty neat.
That's right. So I think I got some good things planned in that, and I think it's going to be a fun year coming up in 2023.
I had my Put-in Bay sweatshirt on the other day, and I looked at it, and I go, Put-in Bay.
Oh, God, don't start that one.
I'm just saying, it's about the same. And I go, what the heck? I'm going to stop wearing this thing.
Yeah. Not start that one because they won't get any business. They'll go out of business with that.
I just said, this is weird.
And by the way, if you're looking for some motorcycles, I was just up at MotoZilli, which is the Yamaha Triumph Royal Enfield dealer where I bought many bikes, including my 2021 Royal Enfield Himalayan, but he's still got a couple of bikes at $1,000 off. How about that? A Royal Enfield.
Old unreliable telephone companies will try to get you to give them another chance with their new fiber network. Well, here are the facts. Armstrong has had a fiber optic network since 1992, and more importantly, we're building our network to support 10G and beyond. That means our Mahoning Valley customers have access to the fastest internet speeds in the country. Other companies will talk. Armstrong has made it a reality. Armstrong. Unmatched employees, unmatched technology, unmatched fiber network.